This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Lay your head down on my shoulder, don't hold it in your hands. Tell me all your troubles and I'll try to understand. I know your heart's still tender and I know that it still hurts. But things can only get better when it seems they can't get any worse. Hold on to me, I won't let you go. You'll be okay, so hold on.
Hello and welcome to the Fighting Stigma Show here on Free FM 89.0. Tuia ngā reo o te hapore. I'm your host Vanessa and I'm really happy to be in the studio today celebrating a little bit of an early matariki with our Progress to Health's fabulous cultural advisors, Renata and Atarina. So, before I get into all the wonderfulness that is matariki and ask lots of questions and get lots more information, we're going to have a quick word about our sponsor, Progress to Health.
Progress to Health believes in creating communities without barriers, and to achieve that we tailor supports to adults experiencing mental health and or disabilities based on their goals to encourage recovery, independence and community involvement. Progress to Health has teams that provide peer support, recovery education, workshops, employment preparation and support, including navigation with other services. Service users are allocated a community support facilitator on referral depending on their goals to mental recovery and achievement. We have offices in Hamilton, Tokoro and New Plymouth. So if that sounds like something you or someone you know might be interested in and you are in the Waikato DHB region, Taranaki or Taupō, then have a listen to this ad I'm about to play for Progress to Health and get in touch with us.
At Progress to Health, we provide a range of support for those who have experienced mental illness. People who have dealt with mental illness and associated disabilities are supported holistically to maximise their potential. We want to empower your journey to recovery. Check out our website, www.progresstohealth.org.nz, or call us free on 0800 77 57 57.
Now, don't stress if you missed any of those contact details for Progress to Health and you think, hey, talking to Progress to Health might be something very helpful for myself or for someone else. You know, I do play that ad again at the end of the show. So stick around, grab a pen and paper, and you'll be able to grab all those contact details and to reach out to Progress to Health. Yay. So let's jump straight into it. But the very first thing we'd like to do is welcome you both very much to the studio. It's so great to have you here. And I'm just really excited to be able to share some of the amazing stuff that I know you both have been sharing with the Progress to Health crew, being our cultural advisors and kind of sharing, helping us on our tikanga and te reo journey. But how about we start off with an introduction? How would you like to introduce yourselves? What's the best way for us to do that?
Oh, well, kia ora mai koutou, ko wai au, he uri aho no raukaua ki uta ki tai. Ko Ngāti Kahu Ngunu ki Waere Rapa ki Here Taunga, nō wiwi a nō hoki, ko Atarina Waitai tōku ingoa. Ai, kia ora anō, my name's Atarina, and I'm a uri from Raukawa and Kahu Ngunu, and also from he whakapapa French, or French whakapapa.
French,
cool. That's me.
Yay.
Kia ora. Ai, kia ora e te hunga whakarongo. Ko Lena te Waitai tōku inga. He uri ahau mō Te Ati Haunu a Paparangi, Ngā Wairiki, Ngāti Apa, Tūhoe, Ruapani, Rangitāne, Ngāti Kahunganu. My name is Renata Waitai and I hail from many different parts of New Zealand. Mm-hmm. Te Ati Haunu a Paparangi is in the Whanganui area along with some of those other iwi that I mentioned. I do also connect to the Wairarapa and the Tūhoe region and the Ngāti Kahungunu region, which is quite extensive along the New Zealand there. So, that's a little bit about me in terms of where I'm from.
Fantastic. Thank you so much. So, obviously, because we're here today because of the timing of the year, so thank you so much for both of you joining me, but it's like, Matariki is happening tomorrow. Well, the public holiday is happening tomorrow. Matariki lasts for quite a while, doesn't it?
Yes.
How long is Matariki? Like, because it's based on when the first of one of the stars shows. Is that correct?
Yep.
Yeah.
I'd like to just how many different iwi connections that my husband and I have.
Oh, yes.
There's a lot of rohe that celebrate Matariki differently.
Yes, perfect.
But it's all the same kaupapa, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
And what I've learnt in the last about 10 years I've been following Rangi Mātāmua. As we all know, he Professor Rangi, he helped to consolidate or to confirm our public holiday.
Fantastic.
So that's great for Aotearoa and now the world. Mm-hmm. He's helped, I believe, Tahiti establish a public holiday.
Fantastic.
And he's now in Australia, Ahitereiria, helping them to bring forward maybe the same sort of kaupapa.
Oh, so, wonderful.
Yeah, so... So as I was saying, with different iwi, different rohe, there's different ways that you can celebrate Matariki.
Yeah.
What we do is a whānau is, according to the principles of Rangi Mātāmua, is the first one is about remembrance.
Yeah.
And it's about reflecting on the past year since the last setting of Matariki.
Yeah.
Remembering our loved ones that we've lost in the last year.
Yeah.
And through that is a a kaupapa called a hautapu.
Okay.
Yep. So we do that very early in the morning where we light a fire. And it can be that simple, just a small fire in your own backyard, sitting around, and something that Hannah, Waipi Clark, has done with her whānau many years ago was simply roasting marshmallows.
Yes.
And spending time and just thinking of their loved ones and sharing stories and keeping them alive through kōrero. So.
Yeah.
Especially if you're on a budget.
Yeah. Because a hautapu could be, I'm trying to remember the wonderful video that you shared with us. Because a hautapu was like where the lid is taken off the kai and the steam goes up. Or is that something different?
It's a part of the process.
Part of the process. So, yeah, so it's like there's anything about heat and kai, food, kai, and remembrance.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Right, that's right. And that's about feeding the stars.
Yeah.
Or feeding Matariki and the stars that are in her cluster.
Mm-hmm.
And
is there a name for the feeding of the star? Feeding the stars?
Aye. It's called Te Kohukohu Whetū. And there are the four stars that you can acknowledge in the process within that ceremony. And my husband's learnt that quite well, so I'd like to pass this over to him to kōrero to us about it.
Fantastic.
So if you think about the star Waiti, food that's sourced from fresh waters, something as simple as an eel.
Yeah.
I mean, very my thing to eat an eel.
Yeah.
But anything from the fresh waters. Waitā, anything from the salt water, could be seafood, could be something as lovely as a crayfish.
Mm. If you're lucky enough.
If you're lucky enough and can afford it. And another one of the stars, Tupuārangi, anything that's food source from the ground, I mean above the ground, like in the trees, even in the sky, like our different birds.
Yeah.
Traditionally, kereru were something that were offered.
Yeah.
But now we can't eat the kereru unless you've got a permit or, you know, a kazi on the side there.
Yeah.
but, you know, Rangi Mātāmua says, chicken will do.
Chicken will do,
yeah. And then it's other food sourced from the trees, you know, fruit and things like that.
Yeah.
Those are the four whetū that I believe that involve food.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that will, all that. Mm. Kind of those food types will be offered within the hautapu.
Yeah, and so each of those different food types then feeds that particular star.
That's
correct.
Cluster. That's right.
So yeah, that's really great. Yeah, so as we're saying, there's like feeds the different stars. So there's obviously different stars, and so from what I've been reading and hearing about, I think I'd always thought there was seven stars in the Matariki cluster. Which is that the right way to say it? Is it the Matariki cluster? Because, Matariki is one of the stars, is that right, as
yes,
well? So
yes,
I kind of feel like I'm worrying I'm saying the wrong thing.
No.
But there's 9, is that right? And is it a matter of, like, depending on where you are in New Zealand, is how many you see? Is that how it works?
So, again, I acknowledge Rangi Mātāmua for bringing forward the kōrero of his iwi. And bringing forward the 2 stars that they have in their kōrero from where he's from, which is Pohutukawa and Hiwai Te Rangi. However, we live here in the Waikato, and in the Waikato, we still we only acknowledge 7, purely because that's what's come down from our taonga tukuiho or our kōrero tukuiho. And it's also deeply connected to the kingitanga. So through the Te Paki or Matariki, And one kōrero that we've learnt recently with the launch of Matariki Ki Waikato last week is that the reason Waikato start their celebrations early is because they align it to the passing of Kingi Kuruki. And they make it the Friday before his...
The birth of
Kingi Kuruki, which was 16th of June 1906. The Waikato celebrated a bit different, but as Rahui Papa also said at the parakuihi we had on the 19th was no one's wrong. Everyone can celebrate in their own way, which is why I do like the 3 principles of Matariki, being remembering the past, celebrate the present, and plan for the future.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
And it also totally works in. Anyone who's been listening to Fighting Stigma for a while will have heard me use very similar terms in different ways about mental health, well-being, just living your life. So, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
So that's great.
Yeah. Yep. So for my husband and I having fingers and toes in all the places of Aotearoa, we acknowledge both. And understand the different stories behind each, whether it's 7 or 9. As long as you're willing to learn about each individual star. And something I just watched recently, which I thought was really lovely, is that it doesn't matter where in the world you are, everybody sees Matariki in some way. It's just how you connect to it culturally.
So
when they say our real and our identity doesn't go anywhere in the world, it travels wherever we are. So.
And that's the thing, isn't it, is that we had a really great kōrero, must have been a week or two ago. What is it that draws us to it? What is like our connection to more? And that's one of the things that I really love about Matariki is that it's truly New Zealand. It's very much for us, from us. It's not something that's kind of colonialism's kind of brought in. But how everyone embraces how it fits where they are in New Zealand. Because that's the thing that I really like is that as a Kiwi, I want to be a Kiwi. I want to acknowledge that and be part of that, but how do we do it in a way that's appropriate without sort of like going, oh, I'm going to pick that bit and none of the others. But it sounds like with Matariki there are parts that are like completely okay that I'm going to pick up the whole tapu and I'm going to do that part, and that's great. So is talking about that with the whole tapu, is there a specific day people should do that, or is it as long as it's in the morning, like early?
Because it's a time period, not a day per se, it's and how that looks for your whānau. What does matter, though, would be if you're wanting to view Matariki. That would need to be done at a particular time. And it's about the aligning of the sun, moon, stars. You all need that right element, which is why Rangi Mātāmua suggests the moon phase of Tangaroa. So we've got, there's a 4 moon phase, and that is the perfect viewing time of the month.
And Tangaroa is which moon phase?
So there are 4 Tangaroa moon nights or moon phases. So we have Tangaroa Āmua, Tangaroa Āroto, Tangaroa Whakapau, and Tangaroa Whariki Kio Kio. Yep. And those are variation of kupu from Rangimata Moa's Puka Puka. So, yep. But other areas may have other variations to those kupu, but those are the four that he says are the best time to view Matariki.
So where can someone look that up, or what's the best way to find out what when that moon phase is?
Yep, so there is a website. Yeah, so before I give the website link, there is a theme this year for Matariki.
Oh, fantastic, that's great. What's the theme for Matariki in 2026?
So it's Matariki Heringa Waka, which is Matariki is for everyone.
Oh, kia ora. Oh, I like that. So Matariki
Heringa Waka.
Heringa Waka.
Heringa Waka.
Heringa Waka. Fantastic. Matariki is for everyone. And so there's a website that has details about Matariki.
Yes. And it's simple. It's just matariki.com.
Oh,
and
super
you'll
simple.
See the awesome logo there, which is like a tuku-tuku pattern in the formation of Matariki
cluster.
And
fantastic.
There's lots of information on there. Talks a lot about the principles and how you can acknowledge this time of the year for you and your whānau.
That's fantastic. That's so good. And it's just really nice having, like, I like the whole how is Matariki important to someone? Like, how can they celebrate it or acknowledge it? And I guess maybe celebrate is not quite the right word, is that? Or it could be celebrate, it could be acknowledge.
Yep. So a term that's used is manawatia a Matariki, which is celebrate Matariki.
Okay, so it is okay. Yep. Fantastic. Because I know with Progress to Health, we are doing, even actually I think it's today, is the Hamilton office is doing their Matariki celebration with a whole bunch of people we support. But I know it was yesterday was the one in New Plymouth happened, but it wasn't called Matariki. I believe it was called Puanga.
Aye.
Yeah. And so is that part of that, how we were saying that different parts of New Zealand, you can see different parts of the Matariki cluster, and so it's...
Aye.
Yeah. Is anyone... Were you happy to tell me a little bit more about Puanga?
Puanga is actually... a lot more visible, especially in the Taranaki side and Whanganui side. It's not that they don't celebrate Matariki, it's just Puanga is more visual.
Ah, okay.
You can still see Matariki, but not as clear as you can see Puanga.
So is Puanga one of the stars?
Yes, it's another star.
That's okay. Yeah.
It's not a star of Matariki, but it's another star.
Yeah.
The technical name is Rigel. If you know
Rigel.
It's Puanga.
And Matariki is also known as the Pallades, is that correct?
Yes.
No, that's really cool. And I really like that there's something about Matariki or Puanga, and it's celebrating the time of year. As you're saying, it's like remembering the past or remembering those that have passed, celebrating the now, being present in the now. So that whole idea of sitting around a small fire, if you can, and Mum and I are planning to sit around our fire pit out on our deck at the weekend, and marshmallows are always a go. But yeah, which is definitely like I like that if your funds are a little bit short and you can't afford to get a crayfish and an eel and anything else, you can have just have some marshmallows, right? And it's that way of kind of acknowledging where we're at, because obviously this time of year can have quite an effect on people's well-being, but also sometimes, like, we've just been separated for the people we care about, like whether because they're living somewhere else or they've moved away or they've passed, and it's a way of actually kind of bringing us into the now and kind of looking forward to the future as the sun starts shining a bit more. Is there been anything that you find you've started doing around this time of year, like with Matariki or Puanga, that like you've found for yourself and your kids that have made a real difference, that they've kind of gone, hey, this is really nice? I for those listening that aren't watching me, I just did that whole sit-up thing. Like, you know, when you're kind of feeling quite good, your shoulders go back and you kind of sit up a little bit straighter. Because that's the thing I've noticed in people that we're, when we're talking about doing some of these things, they've just kind of, like, their shoulders have straightened. Like, they feel more settled. Yeah,
it's more inclusive, this, you know.
Yeah.
It's become matariki or puanga, whichever the case may be. It's not iwi specific, it's not cultural specific, but everybody can celebrate it in their way. It's just that we've got more access to knowledge through the likes of Rangi Mā Tāmua and the likes of others like him that are so knowledgeable. You know, if you're within Waikato Taunui, then obviously you would probably hear and probably be interested in what Taunui celebrate in terms of the different whetū, the different stars. And if you're, like I say, towards the west coast side of the country, then you're more likely to tap into that knowledge base there. There's a young fellow that people may or may not know him, Che Wilson. He's become quite that. He's like become the Rangi Mā Tāmua of that part of the country. So his knowledge base around puanga is quite extensive too. And each, there are certain regions that have been able to host a hotapu in the past. The last hotapu was hosted in just out of Whanganui, on one of our many marae. And Che Wilson was the one leading that.
Oh, fantastic.
And Rangi was Rangi Mā Tāmua turned up there.
And
it was a little bit of a competition, or, you know, it should be Matariki first, or it should be Puanga first. I think, by memory, Che got a shirt printed up with Puanga first and then Matariki gave it to him. So,
fantastic.
You know, health, a healthy debate. And
Definitely. And it's that real thing of, like, you don't have to be, there's no exactly only one way, right? Because that's the whole thing about, like, because it's based on the stars. And as we know, the stars move and change. And if you move and change within the country, the stars you can see change, right? And so obviously there's that whole thing of, like, you know, if it's a really cloudy day or morning, like, or night, you're not going to see much, right? And also, obviously, the lower down in the country you get, it changes somewhat, right? What you can actually see. And so it actually makes quite a difference. And it's, I think it's just really nice to embrace where you at. So yeah, it's really wonderful. What I'll make sure I definitely do is that when we have finished our show, because I always put a little snippet on the Progress to Health Facebook page, I will grab the spelling of the names of the people you've talked about so that I can make sure if people want to look up more things that they can actually find that. So so I'm not going to attempt to try and... I normally spell out things, but I'm not going to even try that on the radio.
Do we have time just to share what we're going to be doing for
Matariki
this year?
Yeah, I would love to hear what you're doing for Matariki this year. That'd be great.
So for our whānau this year, we're heading back to Mai Tūranga Waiwai, which is the Manawatū Horowhenua, in particular Foxton and Ōtaki. And for our... Matariki Hunganui, which is the remembrance part of Matariki, is we are going back to bury my grandmother's ashes. She passed last year, and so we're all coming back together this year to bury her. So that'll be us sending her off and back to our tūpuna. So that's our remembrance part of the weekend.
That's fantastic.
Our Matariki Ahunganui is the celebrating the present, and what will be happening for that is five of our whānau, one will be receiving his completing his mata order with a tīwhana, which is the marking of his forehead, and then there'll be four moko kowai being done on that day, and three of them are my daughters, all three are
so
my
that's
girls.
The, on the chin,
So that'll for me would be celebrating the present, because it's going to be life changing for all of them. And then Matariki Manakonui, looking to the future. And what I'd like to do while we've got as many of our whānau together for these two big kaupapa is start doing some whānau forward planning.
Oh, fantastic.
That when we are needed, we know how to bring our whānau together over the next year.
Fantastic. That's really great. Oh, that sounds like a spectacular.
It's a big weekend.
It's a very big weekend. Yeah.
I always like to refer to Matariki / Puanga. It's a reset.
Yeah, it's a reset.
I mean, like, it's not the same context as a new year, like the
a lot of times
like we will celebrate in January. It's not the same.
Yeah.
It's very, very different, which is why you wouldn't say Hari Matariki, because it's literally Happy Matariki, and it's not that. Rather than that, celebrating the Matariki or Puanga. So, I always like to say that it's a reset.
Yeah.
And just...
Which is perfect for the coming year, isn't it?
With everything that's happened, then you can bring in that future endeavours that you've got planned and still recognise the present.
Yeah.
And never forgetting the past, like our ancestors, our loved ones.
Yeah.
You know, and we all got plenty of loved ones that have gone.
Yeah.
And when Matariki rises, all our people who have passed, they gather up through the year.
Yeah.
And Tara Mainuku is a captain of Te Waka o Tarangi.
Mm-hmm.
And as he goes around the world, literally gathering all our deceased, then he disperses them when Matariki returns.
Yeah.
He disperses them into the sky. And term that Māori use, kua whiturangitia.
Yeah.
You have become stars.
Oh,
and so they disperse amongst that, and that's when we do have Matariki, then you can say their names.
Yeah,
you say the names, you remember them. You know that they aren't a forgotten entity.
Yeah,
and they're forever there.
Yeah.
You know, they're forever and a day or night.
Or night.
In this case.
Well, that's lovely. I really like that. Thank you so much for both of you being here and talking to us all about Matariki and Puanga. So thank you very much for being here. And now you were trying to teach me a saying, but I'm not picked it up very well. So let's try again. And everyone at home, if you'd like to practice as well. So it's...
Manawatia a Matariki.
Manawatia
a
Matariki. Manawatia a Matariki.
Ka pai.
Ka pai.
Yeah. And then rolling it all together, manawatia a Matariki.
But that's all we have time for today, so I hope this has helped you kind of embrace the time of year and embrace Matariki or Puanga and just go away and have a great time. Mm-hmm. From us all here, take care.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.